I figured I'd just kind of start off with Zach Miller, you know, and where that is. I know there's been a lot of different things out there. Really, when I spoke to the media post-game, I was kind of aware of what was going on. But as you can well understand, I'm sure that, you know, I think us being able to contact his wife, his immediate family, was probably going to be more important than them hearing or reading about it on whatever means of reporting you have. But, you know, at this point, you know, he's had surgery. It is a vascular issue. It was an artery that was torn during the injury. That they took a vein from his good leg, repaired it. You know, I think he's got great vascular people with him. We left a lot of our medical people behind, including a doc, our training staff. Kristen, his wife, and Zach's dad are with him at that hospital. And I actually talked to Zach, you know, a few hours ago. He pretty much wanted his touchdown back. But he was in good spirits. And, you know, right now the report is they're obviously going to take a while for it to make sure it remains good. But he's got good pulse in his lower leg as well as his good feeling. His foot is warm, which is a good sign. So not to say he's out of the woods by any stretch, but it's as good as could be expected at this point. So appreciate if you keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Open up any questions.
Talk about a lot was out there earlier today. Yeah. The word that I think everybody saw was the amputation. Do you know how seriously that was involved and what was going on with them?
You know, I think that's always a concern. You know, I've experienced a few different injuries like that, compartmental syndrome. You know, sometimes when that occurs, it can be problematic, and that has been a function of that in the past. So. Like I said, our medical people did a great job as far as getting him there. They realized the problem immediately. That's why he was left there in New Orleans. Obviously, with any kind of vascular issue, you don't want altitude. You don't want people flying around. And, you know, he'll have to remain still there for some time. He won't be coming back to Chicago anytime real soon. But, you know, right now that's about what I know, and things are, you know, going well.
Were any ligaments torn?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, all that stuff, they haven't dealt with it yet, to be quite honest with you. So I really haven't visited too much with our medical people as far as the extent of the actual knee injury. You know, just getting this addressed was far more important.
Just to clarify, to your knowledge, is he still in danger of losing his leg?
You know, I don't want to go down that path. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I'm not there right there. But I think they feel good about where he is right now as it relates to that.
Chad, have you met with the team to explain to all of his teammates what's coming?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, with all that was out there, you know, we had a team meeting this afternoon, and basically I brought all his teammates up to speed. You know, like I said, I did talk to Zach, and you know, he's that kind of teammate. You know, I've gotten even calls from people I know in Jacksonville where he made a stop, and you know, he's well thought of really everywhere he's ever been, and rightfully so.
John, when you first got here, how much did you know about Zach? And what do you remember about when you first met him and your first impressions of him?
Well, you know, I think I saw early on, I knew he had been injured. You know, I looked at early tape on him before his injury. Obviously, he's got a lot of the same attributes as he's had since I've been here, and that you know, he's an F tight end, which would be the athletic tight end that you can get him. He's got good speed, good athleticism. You know, you don't really know the person. I mean, if you watch a guy on video, you could be looking at a robot, you know what I mean? But then, you know, getting to building that relationship you do, you know, in this setting, you know, he's just a great dude. He's a leader. You know, his teammates look up to him. He's very, very smart. You know, I call him quality control, you know, just because he helps people, you know, in the heat of battle, on the field. And those are the kind of guys you do need. And you and his teammates rally around him, and so do his coaches.
You guys have obviously prioritized players like him, the kind of guy you're mm-hmm. describing.
Yep.
So when you come in and you talk about you get to know people through kind of through the processes, what do you look for? How do you identify, you know, that, hey, this guy goes beyond what I'm seeing just from a football standpoint on video, that this guy's personality and character is where we want.
I think what you try to build, you know, and again, I'd say he'd qualify, is, you know, your better players are your better practicers. You know, so they work hard. And in this league, you're getting better or you're getting worse. You don't stay the same. And that mindset, especially in a practice setting, you know, some players would say, you know, or I would say to players is, you know, they don't really pay you to play. Guys will play for nothing. They pay you to practice because that's the hard stuff.
With the severity of the vascular injury, time is such of the essence.
No doubt.
In what, 6 to 8 hours?
Yeah.
What does it say about your staff that they were able to identify it?
Oh, it was terrific. I mean, I think the world. I mean, we're in a very big city, so I think the doctor community that we can draw from are outstanding. I think our training staff, who works very closely with the docs in all specialties. Yeah, this was unique because we're in a different city. You know, we don't have the facility. You know, our natural facilities right here, so we had to depend on them. And you know, from everything I've heard from our docs. They were very, very, very good at what they did.
John, I know Zach's health, of course, is the most important thing, but he obviously was a very important player for you guys.
Well, no doubt.
On offense. What's that loss going to be like?
I'm going to have to recover from it. It's like, you know, anytime we lose somebody, I know, you know, I always use that term next man up. It's not out of lack of respect or disrespect for the guy we've just lost by any stretch. I mean, that guy was there for a reason. But, you know, we have to learn to deal with it. I think not just his on-the-field ability, but, you know, his everyday, you know, pushing guys, you know, remaining positive, a lot of the things that it takes to kind of do this every day because it's blue collar. It's hard work. You know, so I think we'll miss him in that way. I know everybody in that locker room will.
John, do you know, you mentioned that his wife and his dad are with him. Were they at a game or did they come down?
No, I don't want to delve too much into people's personal business other than, you know, his family obviously is very involved in helping out. He has young children, pretty young baby. So there's a lot of people here. He has a lot of friends and family. You know, it was important that, you know, his wife had somebody with her. So the Bears did a great job in handling all of that, and they're in good hands right now.
John, Ryan Pace said last year that he thought Shaheen could be a productive contributor as a rookie. Obviously not so much so far statistically, but is he ready to kind of help fill that void, or is the transition just more than maybe you thought?
Well, I think like with all that stuff, time will tell. You know, I think he's definitely got the ability and the football intelligence to do it. You know, I think you'll see on the season his play time has increased. You know, whether that relates to the production at this point, I can't speak to off the top of my head. But, you know, the game's slowing down for him. You know, I think you saw the role that Zach had, Daniel Brown slipped in there, you know, as you might have noticed, you know, during the game when Zach did get hurt. So, you know, the good news is we've got a bye. We've got time to get some guys healed up. We've had some guys that have missed that hopefully can get healed up, whether it's this week or next week when we begin our preparation for Green Bay. You know, we're going to use this time to do all those things, refresh, heal up, self-scout, you know, execute better. That game yesterday came down to, you know, four or five plays that happened in this league and that took points off or put points on for them that we have to get squared away. And whenever you play a good football team on the road, that's typically how it goes.
Are you going to send the overturn touchdown
to me? Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
With there was an Ingram fumble, too, where he may have fumbled. And when you guys
I think it was tomorrow, but I'm not positive. Oh. It was one that they rolled a fumble on the field, and they overturned that as well.
On the flip, I think the Ingram flipped.
Oh, yeah. That was the one on the far sideline. Yeah. Yeah, the upstairs basically thought that on replay, it's not like the catch, no catch. All right, it's a little bit different because you already have possession. It's whether he regained possession the minute you touch the ground. It's like the goal line. All that stuff's not catch related. All right, when you have possession and you reach, whether it's for the pylon or for the spot, same way if you hit the ground as a runner versus completing a catch. That's kind of where all that is. It's different.
John, you talked
about some talk. I get
I agree. Not to embarrass anybody, but.
You talked about talking to Zach. I know he's a man of strong faith. Can you talk about what his emotions were like? Was he able to talk much?
Well, really, I was talking to Kristen, his wife, and he basically snagged the phone from her. I was actually a little bit shocked to hear his voice because I didn't know, you know, I wasn't there during the surgery, didn't know the recovery process. But typical Zach, you know, he was arguing about catch, no catch. But very supportive of the team, you know, very unselfish. That's just him, you know, and it's genuine, it's real. And I just kind of shared that back that, you know, hopefully, you know, he's got all our love and prayers coming this way, his way. So he was basically telling us to hang in there, you know. But that's him. You know, it's just the kind of person he is and the team, kind of teammate he is.
There's been some talk about the decision, I guess, of the stadium operations people to repeatedly show the replay because of the nature of the officials' review and the impact that might have on players on both teams. You've seen that gruesome film over and over. Do you have any thoughts about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I never watched it, to be honest with you, and still haven't and won't ever. I think just it's kind of an individual thing. I think most people that aren't on the field and do this for a living, I would hope they understand why players feel that way, just because it's the nature of our game. And I honestly think that players, regardless of what team or what side they're on, have genuine concern for the safety of players.
About Jerome Freeman's latest suspension. He seems to indicate that it's the concussion that he suffered in week one that's been bothering him. He's been struggling with that. Were you guys aware that he was having these head issues that might have
contributed? I think our medical people, you know, I'm not on the day-to-day of it now because he is on IR. Not that I'm saying that I don't follow it, but I've not seen Jerome for a minute. And I think, I would respect what he has to say. But the reality is we're obviously pretty disappointed. And, it's really just like last year again. It's something that we talk about very, very consistently. They are responsible for what they put in their body. So I'll just leave it at that. From my perspective, that's just how I look at it. I haven't seen all the details.
Sure. I mean, he had it last year, still came back, had a good year, team captain. Does a second violation maybe change the way you look at him as far as going forward here?
Not really. I think, it kind of is what it is. Like I said, just kind of disappointed in that it happened again, second year in a row. We'll just kind of leave it at that. He is on IR at this point.
Argue that he said I downplayed it, that he's not the only one, the concussion part of it, that he's not the only one that so many guys downplay having one. He said I didn't even tell
that's my really kind of way ahead of my pay grade. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm a football coach. We look and we try to protect guys the best we can. They don't put me in charge of, doctoring.
Think that way, obviously, to keep their livelihood, that he might, I'm sure many other guys think the same way that he did if they did suffer one.
I think our league does a great job. I mean, they've really moved forward in that area as far as reporting. I mean, we've got people specially dedicated to even something that remotely looks. So, again, I don't know if you're ever going to be 100% on anything in life, but I think there's a real strong effort to in the direction of player safety, especially as it regards concussions.
10-game suspension, does that include the bye week, too, or is it 8 games and then 2?
I'll be honest with you. Again, like I said, we're kind of on other things. Not to say it's not important, and obviously we're disappointed about the attention it draws, because it is something that we coach and teach. But I've really spent a lot of time on it.
Late situations with the offense, trying to break a tie or come back and tie the game like Green yesterday. What traits do you look for in a quarterback in that situation? To understand you're going to get the best out of him, the best out of the opportunity over time.
I think really it's again, move the team. We as a football team, I thought with the clock, with the defense, with the situation, I mean, you know, I don't know, under 3 minutes, we had two possessions, and both of those could have been either go ahead or tie. You know, I think, you know, you just try to give your offense that opportunity. As far as, you know, the quarterback, I think, like anything, the more you do it, the better you get. I don't know that, you know, you're going to, you know, I'm sure that's something that Mitch, our quarterback, is going to get better at. I can't even tell you how many opportunities he's actually had in that situation. So, not that he handled it poorly, but I do see in everything that he's done, he's improved. You know, just look from, you know, game to game that he's started. You know, we're 2-2 in the quarter that he's been our starting quarterback, and I think we've done a better job of ball security. And, you know, I think, you know, we'll just see where that takes us. You know, I think obviously disappointed we didn't win. You know, I think there were some things we could have executed better as a football team that either took off or added points, however you want to look at it, and this is a points game.
John, what will go into Indians' bye week, and do you anticipate you can be ready to take down a role when you guys get back?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, if we could have, you know, it's just hard to do in two practices, especially one like a Friday workout, you know, that's, you know, Wednesday, Thursday are heavy load days. You know, I think mentally he's fine, you know, as far as knowing, but, you know, to get full speed timing with the receiver, and particularly with a young quarterback, you know, we just didn't feel it was going to be the right thing to do. So we've got plenty of time ahead of us, and he'll definitely be part of that, our team moving forward.
Sorry to go back to John Freeman. When a player's on IR.
But you just had to.
That's right. When a player's on IR, like he is, so he can't be in the building that during the next.
Correct. That part I do know.
Is that a thing with the league? Is there any flexibility? I mean, he says he's having concussions. Wouldn't you rather a guy be with your medical people than he's not?
Well, I think he's been with our medical people, you know, all along. I'm not saying in the building per se, but any more, you know, medicine, I mean, like everything, you know, they've got digital ways to look at, you know, medical stuff. Not to flash off all the names that I know, but, you know, he's been in communication. You know, you have agents. I mean, there's just a lot of different behind-the-scenes way to handle those things.
You and players, you know, the nature of the sport, see a lot of severe injuries. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a situation, or have players ever come to you after something like this happens, shaking to the point of saying, you know, coach, whether it's a concussion, something like this, where it really shakes them saying, coach, I'm not sure I really want to keep doing this?
You know, I think, you know, I've crossed paths with players at some point in their career, you know, where typically it's more to them than it is, say, from a teammate. It definitely affects players, you know, even with another player. I mean, I think you see a lot of times, you know, regardless of what game it is or what team it is guys will take a knee, you know, put them in their thoughts and prayers. These guys all understand it's that kind of a profession. They know that going in. It's kind of a rough way to look at it, but it's true. So I think they get affected by it. I don't know that I've ever had somebody, you know, from another player, you know what I mean, watching another player get injured, think about not doing it anymore. I think when it happens to them, I've had that situation before.
For you as a coach who's probably seen a lot of these injuries, how has it affected you, what happened to Zach?
You know, it's like when your kid gets hurt, you know what I mean? It's, you know, it happens. You don't want it to happen. You always want what's best for your kids, regardless whether it's physical or, you know, just life. Yeah, you build tight relationships with people, and, of course, it affects you. You know, I think it affects everybody in that locker room.
Did Zach have an MRI today?
That's, you know, I don't know. You know, I want to say more than likely he's had more than one, but I don't know that.
Two more.
John, you guys have the bye week now. What do you like as you hit the midway point? And you look ahead as the schedule, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're halfway. You know, it's like halftime of a game. Whether you're behind or ahead or whatever, we're a little bit behind. You know, so we have 8 more games to define our season. You know, it's the halfway point. You know, all of us wish that our record was better, but I don't think that's going to affect how we approach the second half. You know, we're going to make adjustments. We have this time to do that, whether it's scheme, coaching, the way we do things. You know, we'll look hard at things we've done well, maybe some things we haven't done as well, how we can fix that or help that as coaches. And I think our players get the same thing. You know, for them, it's going to be rest and recover some guys. You know, we've had some injuries, just like most teams in the league, that, you know, hopefully this gives them time to heal more, you know, without a game coming up, you know, and refresh and kind of restart the second half, you know, a little bit like a halftime break.
Any discussions in terms of what the recovery time frame would be? And what,
no, we're not.
I assume he's done for the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, we haven't even really acted on that, to be real honest with you. You know, we've got time. You know, we don't have to report injuries and those kind of things till next Wednesday, and I think you can understand why and probably that we won't. So that's kind of where we are, including Zach. You know, we're just you know, hopeful that everything goes well, and, you know, we'll have plenty of time to react to that stuff. Thank you. Thank you.